He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. And then for 3 very short years, he was an itinerant teacher. He never wrote a book, held an office, owned a home. He never had a family. He never went to college or visited a big city. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place where he was born. He never did any of the things that usually accompanies greatness. He had no other credentials but himself. When he was only 33 years old, the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them even denied him. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between 2 thieves. And his executioners gambled for the only piece of property that he had on earth while he was dying. That was his coat. When he was dead, he was taken down and laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 19 centuries have come and gone, and all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of mankind on this earth as much as that one solitary life.